Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tailored for Success. This is your success strategist, Sharice Taylor, and we're talking today about developing a winning job search strategy. So for those of you that are seeking new work, you're seeking another job, I want to talk about some essentials that really must be in place in order for you to succeed with your job search. We all know, we hear this from family, friends, perhaps other coworkers. It's rough out there. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. It's going to be competitive. And you know what? All of that's true, but that does not mean that it is impossible for you to obtain the job of your dreams. So let's talk about seven key things that you can put into place in order to find the job of your dreams. So you're embarking upon a job search. You may be unemployed, you may be underemployed, or you may be looking to make a transition. There's lots of different reasons that people are out in the job search arena. So, but this is applicable. These tips that I'm going to share are applicable regardless of why you are looking for a job. The first thing that you're going to want to do is to be crystal clear about what type of job you want. When working with job seekers, one of the things that I hear more than anything else is the phrase, "I don't know, I'm not sure." And there's a lot of different things that you can focus on. There's a lot of different directions to go. And so I do understand that, but clarity is key. Clarity is key. You have to know what you want and where you want to go, or, you know, any road will do, any job will do. So clarity is key. So you can start by exploring your strengths and your interests. Okay, your strengths and your interests, and that's just kind of grading those strengths and interests. What are your highest strengths and interests? What really ignites you and excites you? Those are the things that you want to pull into the forefront. So also, what are your where does your previous experience lie? And now, for those making a transition out of one thing into the other, that may not assist you as much. But if you're looking for something that really supports your previous work or your strengths and interests, that is going to be key in helping you to arrive at the right place as far as your new job. Number two is that you must have a plan. You must create an action plan, an action plan. The key word there being action, activity. There needs to be regular activity of you working towards the job that you want. So if there's no activity, if you're applying, if you are applying for jobs kind of here and there and everywhere, you know, one week you apply for 20 jobs, the next week you apply for 2 jobs. That lacks consistency, and it also means, kind of tying in with number one, that there is not a clear-cut plan, a clear-cut action plan in place. And so we want to make sure that we have an action plan. How are you going to build your network? Who are you going to be speaking to on a regular basis? Are there groups that you're going to join and attend either online or in person on a regular basis? So there has to be a detailed action plan in place. Number three, be clear and understand the needs of the potential employer. So we want to make sure that where we're applying actually matches. That there is a connection. So, you know, I'm sure that you've heard this in the past as well. Oh, just take a stab at it. Yeah, you're not qualified. It has nothing to do with your background or your education, but, you know, throw your name in the pot. Well, I personally disagree with that particular type of tactic. So you need to understand the needs of the potential employer and then look at the marketing materials that you have available. Marketing materials meaning your resume, your cover letter. Does the content of this resume or cover letter match those that are in the job opening? Is this going to be a good fit for everyone all the way around? So number three is understand the needs of the potential employer. Number five, we want to hold ourselves, I'm sorry, number four, we want to hold ourselves accountable. So there's a website called Stick with 2Ks that you can sign up for, and you can have them to send you reminders. Whether or not, you know, it's a check-in method to see and make sure that you are staying on top of your action plan, actually. So it's wonderful, wonderful in that regard. So that's really going to be important. So number four, hold yourself accountable. You may want to check in with another buddy. Maybe there's somebody else that you know, a friend, another colleague or what have you, someone that you can kind of go through the process of looking for a job with. And there's power in teamwork. So we're always, I always say that, we're better together. So hold yourself accountable. Find a way, a couple of ways if possible, to hold yourself accountable on a weekly, monthly basis until you have landed that dream job. And then number four, time management. Time management. That is going to be essential. You want to have good time management. Let me pause and make sure I'm at the right number here. Yes, time management. Time management is essential. We don't want to be on LinkedIn for 4 hours and we're not out and about talking to people, meeting and greeting. And some of us, because of our personality or time constraints, or it may be transportation constraints, we may not be getting in front of as many people as we would like to. But as best you can, you want that time management to not just include online activity, but getting in front of people, meeting new people, talking to new people, and sharing your career goals. And then we want to also make sure that we are exploring all options, all options. So we don't want to just use the same job boards and, you know, everybody's on Monster, Indeed. Start to explore all options. Take a look at your local career centers. That's a good place for you to go. And also, you know, we want to take advantage of our Chamber of Commerce. There may be services available at the local college or university, especially at your community colleges. Your church may have some resources. So don't have a narrow mind when it comes to the resources that you are going to tap into to find those possible jobs. And then lastly, we want to make it fun. Make it fun. If you have to wake up every morning and it's tedious and like, oh, I got to do this job search thing again, and you're just dragging your feet, that's absolutely no fun at all. So it's really important that you make this fun. Make it a game. Make it something enjoyable for yourself. Your self-talk during your job search is also going to be really important. If you're saying, oh, I'm too old, I've applied already to 50 jobs, nobody wants me, nobody's going to hire me, that energy is going to follow you into the job interview, and that is definitely not what we want. So let's take a look at that, these steps again. So for a powerful job search, number one, you have to be clear about what you want. Number two, create and have in place an action plan. Number three, action is key. Number three, understand the needs of your potential employer and how your marketing materials connect with those needs. There has to be a connection. So understand the needs of your potential employer. And please always make sure that cover letter and resume, especially the cover letter, that they are tailored for that particular job. There's nothing more embarrassing and nothing that's going to take you out of the running quicker than having your resume or your cover letter addressed to one employer and then sending it somewhere else. So please double check and make sure that everything is targeted to the right company and the right person. And so then number four, hold yourself accountable. Hold yourself accountable. You can use stick.com. You can use a job search buddy, however you want to do, but hold yourself accountable. And then number five, we talked about time management. Time management, making sure that on a daily basis we are staying on task. So having a plan kind of ties in with number two, time management. We don't want to spend 5 hours on Indeed. We don't want to spend 3 hours on LinkedIn. We need to make sure to diversify the activities that we're doing with our time and use it wisely. Number six, explore non-traditional resources. I just talked about LinkedIn and Indeed, which are great resources for job seekers, but so are people, and so are local organizations, career centers, churches, those types of places. So kind of think out of the box when you're exploring your resources. And then number seven, make it fun. Give yourself a reward after a certain amount of applications or interviews, or if you stay on task for 2 weeks, give some kind of reward or treat to yourself as you're going through the process. Well, I hope that this has been helpful to you, and I am really, really encouraging you to keep the faith and stay positive, because the best is yet to come. Until next time, this is Charisse Taylor, your success strategist with Tailored for Success.